Opening our program, that was a group called Privit from Montreal. Privit means welcome, by the way. And that number was from their second CD called Zaklakanya, which means remember me. And the group consists of Irene Michalik, Roman Kostic, and Mark Bednarczyk. And they've been on the musical scene in Montreal for a long, long time, producing great music, and they do a lot of live gigs. So if you're in the area and get a chance to see them, you're in for a treat. That number was Nibezoris Polunoci, Northern Stars. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос», котра передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, also known as Pavlina in Ukrainian circles. Thank you so much for joining me here on Nash Holos, and I hope you'll enjoy our time together. Welcome, Vitayu. We have another great program lined up for you on Ukrainian food flair. Judy Hrinenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley will tell you how to make homemade yummy noodles. Vasil Pavlovsky has another cultural capsule. He'll be talking about Canada's longest-running Ukrainian radio program. And Irina Bell of the Ukrainian Hour in Ottawa has another Chisnalove Did You Know feature, and she'll talk all about Twin Cities. And we'll also have an interview in the second half of the program with Melak Shaykat, who is with the Jewish Heritage Center in Lviv in western Ukraine. And we'll have a proverb of the week for you, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, the Ukrainians from Leeds, England, from their most recent CD, Diaspora. Here they are with the title track.
Браття, хто за ти, браття, сестри, козацького роду у серці живе Україна, крові мої, Україна. diaspora. Diaspora, diaspora, diaspora. Pokażem to synowi kozaki, inozemcy, kozackiego rodu, wyszli swoim Ukrainą.
Ukrainian singles online at www.strelka.tv. Connect with other single Ukrainian women and men in your area. Strelka is private, safe, and free. Click when you want, where you want, and on your terms. Submit a profile and start connecting today. Strelka, the new Ukrainian singles network. www.strelka.tv. That's strilka.tv.
Вакації вітають сонечком над світом. Його діти зустрічають радісним привітом.
Bye.
and a very seasonally appropriate song from a CD called Usmichnesya Sonechka, and that means Smiling Sun, and it is performed by a fabulously talented group of youngsters that attend the Metropolitan Andrei Sheptysky Ukrainian School in Montreal, and that is from a recent CD, and a song that just about everybody would smile about at this time of year, Vakatsiyna Pisnya, a song about summer vacation. Up next, the Canadian Banduris Capella from their most recent CD, Hrai Kobzaryu, which means play Kobzar. And here they are now with Kolomeika.
Я музику дуже люблю, на музику піду. Я музика, хай заграєм, забуду я піду. Зачую, коли тебе головонька вдома не ночую. Ой, дунай, ой, дай, дунай, дана. Ой, дай, дунай, 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 ой, дай, дунай, дана. Чинки я дорогі скрипки, та я сонько гуляю ворогам та скрипки. Діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда-діда
Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Hrinenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo, and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. Isn't it amazing how many childhood memories we all have? Especially while we're at the dinner table and Auntie Hanya or Cousin Paulina brings out a dish that reminds you of something your mother or Baba made? My mother Anne was a great cook. We loved it when she made homemade chicken soup and noodles, or as we called them, kisto. While visiting Ukraine in 2002, our cousin Nadia from Solorozdil took us to visit cousin Mike Szymanski and his family. It was amazing to see his special little shed attached to the back of the house. As we walked into the shed, on our left, we saw a wall completely covered with dryers, which he made himself by hand. He makes everything. He even makes shoes. Yes, leather, that he sells at the bazaar. But that's another story. Mike was very proud of his projects. After the tour, we were invited into their house for lunch. Their home was bright with a beautiful, sparkling white kitchen, fully equipped with a fridge and stove, unlike Nadia's small summer kitchen, which is the only kitchen she has. Nadia isn't one for cooking. She buys everything. But at Mike's, we felt right at home. The home was built in 1950. There was a living room and a dining room with three bedrooms upstairs. I could not believe my eyes as we walked into the dining room, and there on the bed, dining room, and Chesterfield was paper with homemade quisto. The tears welled up as I explained my mother used to do the same thing. While growing up in Winnipeg, my sister and I used to attend St. Mary's Catholic School. I remember coming home to find large pieces of Winnipeg Free Press spread out over all the beds, Chesterfields, and chairs, with thinly rolled out dough on them drying. Once dried to perfection, my mother would lift them off and carry them into the kitchen one by one, where she would roll up, not too tight, and cut them in half. Then with her long, slender fingers, her beautiful red nails, used as a guide, would take the long bladed knife and slice the dough into thin strips. Once done, her long nails would pick up the noodles and scatter them lightly around the table so as not to stick. When Mom wasn't looking, I would try to steal a few pieces. Mom would smack my hand and exclaim, "Don't eat raw dough, your stomach will stick together." Of course it never did, but I do remember telling my David the same thing when I made homemade noodles, and so the traditions continue from generation to generation. Here is my mother's recipe for quisto. You will need 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of water, 1 teaspoon of salt, 4 tablespoons of oil, 4 eggs. Combine to make dough and keep adding flour until stiff. The stiffer the dough, the better the noodles. Let dough rest for an hour. Roll out very thin, 1/8 of an inch thick. Dry on paper for about an hour. Lay dough on the table, lightly flour and roll, cutting it in half. Starting at one end, slice diagonally to make strips. Spread out onto the table. Bring a pot of water to boil, add quisto, and cook until al dente. Mom used to add chicken fat so it would not stick, but you could add oil instead. Or let the noodles dry completely, then bag or put into a plastic container. But my guess is that they won't last that long. До побачення and смач ногу.
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip with Judy Denenko on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Radio.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network.
Ану, хлопці, заграйте нам трамбулянку, щоб через цілу Канаду було чути. Раз, два.
And a little trip down memory lane with the late, great Al Cherney. And this was from a vinyl recording called Golden Ukrainian Memories on the TV Records label, if you recall that T-E-E-V-E-E. And the price on this is a big black bold font. $4.98 is the retail, full retail price that was recorded back in 1974. And there's a picture of Al Cherny with in a Ukrainian costume and that typical maniacal grin that he always had, if you remember, from watching him on TV back in the 60s and 70s. The late, great Al Cherny from Golden Ukrainian Memories and Trambulyanka. Up next, Vasil Pavlovsky and Cultural Capsule, sponsored by the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, which takes place in the Bloor West Village, September 17th to 19th. Details at ukrainianfestival.com or call 416-410-9965. Here's Vasil.
Hello, I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. As I was growing up in Montreal, there was one thing that was always a little piece of my life, and even more so for my father, whose first language was neither of Canada's two official languages. Though he did speak French, and this weighed heavily on his choice of Montreal as a new home when he arrived in Canada in 1952. That magic intangible didn't come in the mail, nor was it something that we could touch, but it touched us. It touched us like radio touched many ethnic communities throughout the country. And for the Montreal Ukrainian community at that time, it was still a pretty new medium to be used by the community. Ukrainsky Chas, or Ukrainian Time, is Canada's longest-running Ukrainian language radio program, which first aired on September 7, 1963. As a child, I passively listened to the hour-and-a-half broadcast locally on CFMB in Montreal. The program was started by Victor Hladum, who had gotten a taste for radio when he was an announcer for a Ukrainian program called The Ukrainian Hour out of Saint-Jean, Quebec on CHRS. And together with Ivan Opatek, they started Ukrainian Time. It wasn't until sometime in the 1970s that I took a more active interest in listening to the program. As my success at different provincial swimming competitions had gotten the attention of Mr. Opatek. No doubt, my father was his primary source on that news. But I would listen, just to hear my name on the radio, to see if they got the information right. Never in my wildest dreams as a kid would I have thought that my voice might one day be on that radio program. I really can't remember when it was that I met Simon Kuklevsky, the program's current producer, who started in 1990, but it must have been sometime just thereafter. Over the years, we stayed in touch, and while I was living in Ukraine, on return to Montreal in the winter of 2000-2001, I was approached by Simon and was asked if I would be interested in providing him with news segments from Kyiv. All I knew of Simon back then was his tireless efforts to make the radio program better and delivering the community its news. And it was this effort that I wanted to be a part of. In fact, it is always fun being a trailblazer. And together with Simon Kuklevsky, we blazed a few trails in the Ukrainian community radio. First, I delivered Ukrainian Time pre-produced news segments from Kyiv to Montreal via the internet. And then, on April 14, 2001, Ukrainian Time was the first of all Ukrainian programs in Canada to be featured online. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule here on Nash Holos featured the Ukrainian Time radio program of Montreal.
Cultural Capsule was brought to you by the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, taking place in the Bloor West Village Friday, September 17th till Sunday, September 19th. Details at ukrainianfestival.com or call the festival hotline at 416-410-9965. Up next, one of the groups that will be featured at the Toronto Ukrainian Festival. They are called Madheads, and they hail from Kyiv. And here they are now from a CD called Perše Ukrainske Rokobilny Front, the first compilation of Ukrainian rockabilly and psychobilly. I don't know if there's been a second or third, but we're still hanging on to this one. It's still got great sounds. Here is Madheads now with Come and Be Mine.
I got a story in my mind.
Next, an interview with Melek Sheket of the Jewish Heritage Center in Lviv. I first became acquainted with Melek last spring via a YouTube video on the YouTube channel. Melek was speaking at a symposium on Ukrainian-Jewish relations organized by Member of Parliament Boris Rizhnovsky. All the speakers at that symposium were impressive, but Melek spoke right to my heart. He expressed so beautifully my own feelings about the need, the desperate need, for more open and cordial dialogue between the Jewish and Ukrainian peoples. Melek very kindly agreed to speak with me via Skype earlier last month from his home in Lviv. Now, Melek, you're the executive director of the Jewish Heritage Center in Lviv, which was established in 2005?
Yes, I have actually several hats on my head.
Uh-huh.
I'm running the Center for the Jewish Studies, mm-hmm. scientific research, mm-hmm. and also human rights. This organization is multiple, dedicated to any people who is oppressed politically, and also Jewish revival. And then also to raise a half synagogue.
Wow. You have a lot on your plate right now.
Right. We had to do this because we wanted to be exact to the requirements of the Ukrainian rule of law. And we don't have it like solid rule of law, which could allow us to have one organization for everything. So that's why we did what we did.
Ah, I see. So you've got these different organizations, and the one of particular interest that we want to talk about tonight is the Jewish Heritage Center and your work there. You have a wonderful website there. What is the work that you're doing entail with the Heritage Center?
The Heritage Center is one of the most important lines of our activities, because we are part of the Ukrainian cultural heritage, and we are very dedicated to preserve this, as the Jewish people of Ukraine has a very big history, which is respected all over the world. And the Jewish people is very much connected to the Ukrainian land, as we have many, many famous Jewish philosophers, Jewish rabbis who are resting in this land, who originated incredible Jewish streams of the Jewish philosophy and education, many other links to the humanity, which we're very proud of this. If you travel around the Jewish neighborhoods in the world, like in New York or in London, you could find a lot of synagogues which have names of the cities and towns of Ukraine with respect to the greatest communities which used to live there before the Holocaust.
And you'll be hopefully in the future giving us more information about some of these people and their contributions.
Yeah, as I spoke to a rabbi from New York, we're preparing a special candle lighting ceremony in Lviv, where it's going to be, please God, in the beginning of August. He told me, Melech, you have to understand, and please tell to the mayor of Lviv, that this is the most sacred cemetery in Lviv. It is second sacred cemetery in the world for the Jewish people, because we have top Jewish philosophers who is resting there, and we are very much connected to this land, and we are very much proud that we would be able to provide the candle lighting ceremony in Lviv after 70 years of totalitarian systems which ruled this land before.
And when will this be taking place, Melech?
It's going to take place in the Krakivsky Market, Krakivsky Cemetery, which is located between the Kliparov Street and Rapoport Street and Meisel Street and Bazarna Street.
And what day is this and what time?
It's going to be on August the 4th at 10 in the morning. And many top people from all over the world is going to come. Also, authorities, also representatives from many foreign embassies.
Oh, wow. And it's open to the public?
Yes, going to be open to the public. And it's our proud to invite these people. We're going to invite many people. We're just waiting of the final permission from the city hall of Lviv, from the mayor. And it will take some few days probably because he was on holidays. He just returned back to his office.
And so the candle lighting ceremony then is to commemorate...
Candle lighting ceremony is dedicated to commemorate the memory of Rabbi Yaakov Orenstein. And we call him Yeshuas Yaakov. And he was one of the most well-known authors in the Jewish world. There is no Jewish family in the world which doesn't have his work about this, about the Jewish topics and Jewish style of life. And actually, he was the grandfather of another Orenstein who used to live in Kalamaya, and he was the first to start to print Ukrainian books in Kalamaya. We call it Kalamaya also, Kalamaya better sounds today. And we have even a type machine from that history. Understand the Jewish printing factory was the first to print Ukrainian books in Galicia.
Wow, what year was that?
Oh, it was 200 years ago plus.
200 years, that's a long time. There is a lot of common history between Ukrainians and Jews.
Certainly, yes. And the Jewish heritage is not only the Jewish interest, but I want to show that such a long history wouldn't happen if it wouldn't be tolerance between Jewish people and Ukrainians. Even we had bloody periods of history which actually happened because of the third forces when the blood was spilled. Mm-hmm. But most, the biggest part of the history were periods when Jewish people and Ukrainian people used to live side by side in harmony. And even now, as I'm involved in finding locations of the grave sites of the most famous Jewish people, we now have a big pilgrimage to Ukraine by the religious Jews which travel to Ukraine frequently to pray on the graves of their grandfathers or those who started the powerful Jewish philosophical streams. They come and they pray, and they have a lot of, we say, joy of being able to pray on these sites. Ukraine is very important, not only to the Ukrainian people, but also to the Jewish people. We have very, very important common history.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And so in the coming weeks and months ahead, you're going to be giving us a little bit more detail about some of that common history, because a lot of it's not known to probably many Ukrainian people, certainly not the world at large. And I dare say perhaps not even that many Jewish people are aware of the deep historical roots.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. But Ukraine is not prepared to accept big pilgrimage, because the Jewish people would like to have special places to rest with kitchen equipment and also enough kosher food. And we don't have enough kosher food in Ukraine. And also the hotels are too expensive sometimes. So the infrastructure must be rebuilt. But at the same time, we have a lot of problems with the preservation of the Jewish heritage, because in many municipalities, we still have a lot of former communists which resist this preservation. They don't see any interest in that. But regular people are very welcoming this very special work, and they greet us a lot of times with what we do, thank us. And that gives a lot of strength, of course, mm-hmm. to move forward those many difficulties which we face. The rule of law in Ukraine is very well developed for the cultural heritage preservation. But there is also a big disconnection between the authorities and the regular people.
So it's the regular people that give you support and are interested in having these sites and the community itself, the Jewish community itself, rebuilt in Ukraine, but the resistance comes from the authorities.
Definitely, yes. Bureaucracy. Unfortunately. The bureaucracy, yes.
Right.
They violate the rule of law. And also, we cannot apply to the court, because the court system is very much corrupted.
Yes. So how do you manage to get around all of that?
I definitely believe in a positive future, and I believe that the past, when it will be uncovered, it will heal the society, it will bring a lot of good. And I'm a strong believer in that, and that gives strength, and that's why I'm still doing this.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing that information, those insights, and we're looking forward to hearing from you every other week now with various aspects of Jewish-Ukrainian life in Ukraine. Thank you, Melech.
Oh, thank you very much.
Shalom.
Thank you very much. Shalom. Shalom.
I was speaking with Melech Sheikhat, Executive Director of the Jewish Heritage Center in Lviv. Melech will join us again in a couple of weeks, but in the meantime, for more information, visit the center's website, which is jewishheritage.org.ua. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network.
Angel, що на своїй спині коник твій везе. Ейджел, з його очі синіх смерть повзе. Ейджел, чи не жінку твою коник той везе? Ейджел, чине мертву жінку, коник той везе. Я старий, я бачу, що зробив ти, Джо. Гей, Джо, як тепер все маєш, кажи правду, Джо. Гей, Джо, лихо-лихо скоїв, що то буде, Джо. Гей, Джо, зраду заспокоїв, взяв за зброю, Джо. Гей, Джо, свинтер ще далеко, чого плачеш, Джо? Гей, Джо, пролітала лега, буде спека, Джо. Скоїв, що то буде, Джо.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalivi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that the latest twin cities in Canada and Ukraine are the cities of Dauphin, Manitoba and Kosiv, Ukraine? The official signing took place last October. Both cities, Dauphin, Manitoba and Kosiv, Ukraine, have approximately 10,000 residents and each is known as a tourist and cultural hub. Dauphin for the annual National Ukrainian Festival and Kosiv for its renowned art market and folk craft school. Other Canadian cities twinned with Ukraine's are Winnipeg, twinned with Lviv, Saskatoon with Chernivtsi, Toronto with Kyiv, and Vancouver's sister city is Odessa.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznalive, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com.
Cossacks riding with his fellow Cossacks. At his side you could feel the Cossacks, full of pride and passion's grace. On the way to glory, trusting in their faith to lead a monster victory. And grace of God to lead in freedom is a right that all men
men have to see. So won't you fly, Cossack try, Cossack glance the vixen's eyes, go, Cossack show, Cossack, that is where your heart is deep, Cossack free, Cossack will lead us all to victory. God be with you, and Cossack love, Cossack, such a spirit must be free, Cossack be, Cossack, we are this for you and me. Just a story, but its legend lives on. Of the glory, what he lived and died for. So no more he'd be a slave to another man. And if that Cossack has to die, then let him find his glory with the sky, so you can hear the how and why he had to die that way. There was nothing as too high a price to pay. Lives in the hearts of men today. So won't you fly, Cossack, try, Cossack, glance the vixen's heart as go, Cossack, show, Cossack, that is where your heart is deep, Cossack, free, Cossack, lead us all to victory. And God be with you, live, Cossack, love, Cossack, such a spirit must be free, Cossack, be, Cossack, freedom is for you and me, we are brothers for eternity.
The legendary story of the famous Cossacks of Ukraine that was originally made popular by Ron Kahoot and Buria of Toronto, and that number was performed for you by a New York group. They are called Khvelya, which means the wave, and they call the song Cossacks. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Media. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ Media website, which is pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the original Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and that's N-A-S-H-H-O-L-O-S. Well, our time together is about coming to a close, so before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Не шануй того, що сміється з батька твого. And our Ukrainian proverb of the week translates as, do not respect those who laugh at your parents. And it's about time to wrap things up. So I'll leave you now with Shum from Winnipeg and a rip-roaring toe-topping Kalameka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Media. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.